She got a special way that makes me happy every day. What do the old folks say? She's finer than a frog, hair split four ways. When I'm feeling low, she reminds me that there's always tomorrow. I kinda wonder if she knows my son comes up just to hear her crow.
Man, our feet are tapping on that one, aren't they? Brian McTavish is here. How are you, Hoss?
Steve Kraske's here as well. It's great to see. It's a big day here at KCUR.
Very big day.
Wishing Walt Bodine the best of luck.
Absolutely. Always a big day when you're here, too.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, just to be in the same sentence as Mr. Walt Bodine.
Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all.
How is who is Shooter Jennings?
Well, he is a chip off the old music legend.
Is he?
Country singer Waylon Jennings. Shooter Jennings will be headlining his Magical Misdemeanor Tour. Take that, Waylon. At 7, doors open at 7, music starts around 8, that's Saturday at the Crossroads KC at Grinders. Shooter's really good.
Sounded good.
Can you tell? Yeah, he's got his fifth and latest album out called Family Man, and of course his family not only includes Dad Waylon, but his mom is country singer Jessie Coulter. He basically grew up on tour with his parents, performing on stage with them as a kid.
So he didn't have any choice.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
No. He was Nashville-bound one way or the other, apparently. He got to play his dad as a young man in the Johnny Cash biopic Walk the Line, which I didn't know when I saw it, but I guess that's why it was such a convincing, if brief, performance. Shooter is obviously a real talent. He's dipped his considerable musical gift into straight-up country, of course, as well as southern rock, psychedelic rock, and I guess nicknames run in his family. His daughter's Alabama Gypsy Rose, and his son is Albert Blackjack Jennings.
That's Shooter Jennings. Doors open 7 p.m. Saturday at Grinders.
Meet the sulky, over-funky, kinda hunky superhero.
Hot to twisted and electrically transistored superhero. And exotically neurotic
and aquatic superhero.
The Marvel superheroes have arrived.
The superheroes are here, and this is right down your alley, isn't it? They're speaking to you.
The superhero craze continues despite anyone's desire out there to stop it.
Yeah.
It cannot be stopped.
No, it can't.
Superheroes at the drive-in, they're going to show Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America, the triple feature show, and get this, a new state-of-the-art outdoor digital cinema screen plus family activities.
Wow.
This is all happening at the Boulevard Drive-In.
That's in my neighborhood. I like that place.
Kansas City, Kansas. You know, they say the drive-in is dead. Uh-uh. Long live the drive-in. This is all a big build-up. It's kind of piggybacking on the Avengers movie coming out next week, which I'm sure you have not heard about, right?
No, I have not.
My God, come on. You're kidding. The crossovers are nuts.
Everyone's talking about it.
Anyway, real quick, this is really super cool in terms of all you outdoor movie buffs and fans. The Boulevard, starting this drive-in movie season, is using the first 4K digital cinema drive-in presentation, meaning that the projector is going to give you resolutions of 4,096 times 2,160 pixels, or to put it in English, that's four times the resolution of a Blu-ray or HDTV presentation as you would see at home.
Wow.
And you see it, I mean, really, it's something else. And you can see it all on a 100 by 50-foot screen. And let's face it, the drawback traditionally of these drive-in movies, whether it was 1958 or 1998, was you couldn't see very well.
Right.
I went to go see Jurassic Park. The nighttime scenes, it was like, what? Anyway, it's $25 a carload is all it's going to run you. They got family activities all day long on Saturday starting at 3. The showings begin at 7 or 8 o'clock.
That's the superheroes.
The dress is Chanel, the shoes YSL, the bag is Dior, H&M Provocateur. My address today, L.A. by the way, above Sunset Strip, the hills all the way. My rings are by Webster, it makes their heads twirl. They all say, darling, what did you do for those pearls? What? I am a good girl.
Good girls or not so good girls, Brian?
Good girl.
Yeah.
It's the second annual, because they just couldn't stop it from coming back, Kansas City Burlesque Festival, where they take it off, but not all of it off, thank goodness, leaving something to the imagination. Shows at 8 and 10:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the Uptown Theater.
Should have been at the Folly. The Folly used to, that used to be the real place where the real stuff happened.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, there's room to think about those adventures from your youth and your mind. You know, Pearl Noir, Ilsa the Wolf, Lulu DeVille, Lola Vanella, Midnight Martini, Donna Touch will be there. That's a good one. You Can Look, but Donna Touch.
That's a real name, right?
That's a real name.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, they'll have Ray Gunn, a member of the Stage Door Johnny, Chicago's only male burlesque troupe. Let's hear it for Equal Opportunity Clothes Shedding.
That's 8 and 10:30 Friday and Saturday evening at the Uptown.
My mind is filled with thoughts of you. I think about the days of two. I search the room, but you're not there. Your perfume lingers everywhere, but it's only a memory of what I love.
I like that. They sound good.
You recognize those guys?
The Smithereens.
The Smithereens, power popsters who produced a slew of similar sounding but also similarly gratifying radio hits in those long ago but not that far away 1980s. All their songs had this super easy to like hook.
Yeah.
They didn't fool around, though, in making a connection with listeners' pleasure centers. Here's what I like about the Smithereens, many things, but these catchy tunes, they got in. They got out, and good night. I'm a big fan of that. They don't fool around. They are going to be headlining the bill at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Midland by AMC.
That'd be 8 p.m.
Yes, it would. Not in the morning. That would be a show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a free show, courtesy of a local rock station, which is promoting this as a pseudo-adult prom event. You have to be 21 or over, and they want you to wear prom-like attire, like one of those T-shirts that looks like a tuxedo would be good.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Saturday at the Midland, 1228 Main Street. For you fashionistas out there, right?
That's us, right?
Yes.
You're smartly dressed.
Yes, not like this. These folks are going to be smartly dressed, though.
Okay, it's the Tim...
Project Runway.
Gunn. Tim Gunn will bring his ammo. It's the Tim Gunn Plaza Fashion Show. He's the Project Runway fashionista, as you say. He will be hosting a live runway show and, rumor has it, conducting a Q&A from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday. That's on Nichols Road. He'll be doing it across from the Kate Spade New York store in the Country Club Plaza. It's also absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
If I wouldn't get in the way of his ego, it could be harmful. What's his catchphrase on Project Runway? Make it work.
Make it work.
Make it work, yeah. And believe it or not, the superhero craze I was referring to, this is hard to believe. Gunn even appeared in the first issue of the Marvel comic book Models, Inc. He got to wear Iron Man armor in the comic book, so I say make it work indeed, Mark.